A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls.
I'm on the edge.
And stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Mike says the Alan Partridge sitcoms did not have a laugh track. Fact. Get your facts straight, mate. I don't know if you heard what I said. They had a live audience and that... Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. You think that they just record the live audience and don't sweeten it, don't move it around, don't boost the laughter a bit. They just play out the laughter as it happens. Oh, Mike, you're so naive. Get your facts straight, mate.
I've sat in a live audience and before you start, they try and get you to laugh as loudly as possible just so they can check the levels and also add it in when it's not got quite as loud a laugh as it deserves.
And here's the technical term for it. A laugh track. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's try Alex in Spain. Good evening, Alex. Okay, we'll go to Alex in a minute. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, you two.
Hey.
A couple of things for you. A friend of mine moved into a council house or exchanged into a council house. Three graves in the back garden, all with headstones for the dogs that were there previously.
Three graves in a garden. Did they dig them up?
No, it's difficult to know what to do, really, isn't
it? No, it's not. Dig them up.
What are you going to do? Bin them?
I bet there's treasure in there as well. No, I'm going to display it.
Oh, God.
I bet they put like a little memento in there, like a collar or something. I'm going to dig him up.
Well, I'll give you the address if you want.
No, I don't want to dig up his dogs, you Muppet. I'm going to dig up my dogs.
They're not yours. Well, I suppose they are now. Yours, technically.
Yeah, it's mine. I own them. Whatever is in there, I'm getting it.
But that's the point. They're not his dogs, are they?
But what are they?
Well, they're someone else's dogs.
Well, no, but I bought the prop. I own the property. Everything that is within that land, as designated by the title deeds, belongs to me, Mr. Deeds.
Including the spirit of canine.
Yeah, it's not a spirit. It's a physical body. We're assuming it's a dog. It's a small little gravestone for a dog.
I bet it's a dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, next point.
Yep.
Are you doing Twitter at the moment?
Yeah.
Did you get my photo I sent you earlier on my cat on the internet?
Yep.
Okay. I just thought that was quite funny, my cat on the internet. But
it was. Hang on a second. His cat wasn't actually on the internet. His cat was sitting on his Wi-Fi router, and it said, my cat's always on the internet. Now, this is, come on. It was a cute cat. It was a great cat. I love pictures of cats. I've been posting pictures. I've become one of those people that sends pictures to cats. I love it. But come on, as gags go, Simon.
Well, I'm lowbrow. Come on.
Yeah, lowbrow. We welcome the lowbrow to the show.
Now, did you know that cats have webbed feet?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, I need some evidence.
Right. When you get home tonight, okay, get hold of one of your cats, and if you put your index finger on their back paws, if you push your index finger into... between the pads on one of their back paws.
Oh, he's right. Yeah, cats do have web feet. Yeah, there we go. That's weird.
And the thing is, I don't know what it is, right? But they've got like this ingrained thing where when you push your finger into that spot, they spread their toes.
Oh, I was wondering how to get them to spread their toes so I could put their socks on them properly. Well, then
this is great.
Their gloves. This is great. This is what we're going to do.
Yep. I don't know. It's weird. It's just like an inbuilt thing. You touch it and it opens. It's weird.
Simon, thank you very much indeed for that. It's quiet in the shop tonight. It's quiet in the shop tonight. We'll welcome anybody. Let's try Alex again. Good evening, Alex.
Hi.
Hello.
Am I actually on the radio?
Would you like to speak to Ian?
Yes, please.
We'll put you through straight after Amanda. Good evening, Amanda.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Amanda. How are you doing?
Hey, Amanda.
I'm okay, thank you. I have a couple of suggestions for Nigel. I wondered if perhaps you could pass them on.
God, please do. Yes, go on. What have you got?
Well, first one is, I was in where I live, there are lunch clubs for people maybe over 60 years old.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if possibly social services or whoever are helping Nigel could tell them about lunch clubs, and at least he would get some food that way.
Well, here's a difficult thing. I've heard from everyone I've sent an email from, apart from social services.
Ah.
But it may be that because of client confidentiality, they want to deal directly with Nigel, so we need to ask him that. But, yeah, they've been very, very quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe even a voluntary group could put him in touch with lunch clubs. I don't know if you have to be referred directly through social services.
Okay, well, that's a suggestion.
There's
what,
a thought.
What
yeah.
else you got?
I've also got friendship groups. Oh. I remember, I think, Angela talking to you once about she goes to friendship groups.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you've got a good memory.
Yes. So I wondered if that might be something that Nigel might like.
This is an excellent suggestion, and we will make it to him. We will certainly make these suggestions to him. But the slight problem with Nigel is, I suspect there is some form of, and I'm making a massive assumption here, but it seems pretty obvious there is some form of learning difficulty that makes things a little bit difficult. Someone said that he once phoned us and said that he'd had a brain injury as a kid.
I think
did he?
I recall
right.
that, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Right.
So there's that. It's not just the fact that he's older and that he's not got money. There's also, you know, there's also the way he perceives the world is slightly different.
Yeah.
It confuses
and
things.
And the other thing is that although these sort of supper clubs and friendship groups are brilliant, it's kind of a sticking plaster on a bigger problem, which is that he's kind of freestyling at the moment. And what he really needs is just someone to oversee what's going on, because I'm not convinced his bills are in order. And I think he may be paying way over the odds for a number of things. But great suggestions, and I'll just, you know, that's certainly a thought that I've had, and I've had contact with a couple of local charities and some national charities actually with local branches who are all interested in contacting him and finding out how they can help. So I'm sure that's going to be on their minds as well. But thanks for getting in touch.
Okay, there was one other thing I've written down.
Yes.
Just for Nigel, and that was the Silver Line helpline for people over 55,
okay,
where he can call 24 hours a day, and it's like a chat. You know, you don't have to have a problem. You can just phone up and chat, I think.
Okay, go on. What's the number?
And I'm afraid I don't have the number.
There we go, Amanda. We will find it. Thank you very much for your help. No, it wasn't. I thought it was for a second, but
no,
it wasn't.
No,
not at all. Thank you, Amanda. Excellent suggestions.
I've got it. 0800 470 8090.
Okay. Okay, excellent suggestions. It's, it's a
90? How's anyone going to remember that?
You're right, actually, Alex. How is anyone going to remember that, Kathy?
Because it's for 70s, 80s and 90s.
0800 111 111. Call Gay Chat now. Hey, Alex.
Am I still on the radio?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, I would like to say that maybe your medication.
His medication.
Yes.
Yes, go on.
I was just wondering.
You can actually hear the delay in your brain. It wasn't who everyone's saying it was online. Can't everyone calm down? Calm down. Yes, go on.
No, there's no delay in my brain.
I can hear it.
I've decided.
Like I say, it's quiet in the shop tonight. And we'll talk to anybody. But even this is. I'd rather sit in silence for 10 minutes. Go on.
Okay. Well, when people take medication, antidepressant medication, I've taken it myself, and I know how some can be different to others. How can we stop that? Is it called reverberation? How can we stop that echoing?
Turn your radio off.
Yeah. Not the radio, it's because he's calling from Spain, I think.
What, is it my computer then?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Jesus.
1 second. Right. I'll shut that down. No worries.
This is, I mean, this, even by our standards, this is poor. This is poor.
Stick with
this
it.
Is poor radio. This is sub three counties.
Well, because of me?
Partly, yeah. Yeah, partly.
The problem is, When I call you, before I call...
Right, what would you like to say tonight, Alex? I don't want to know the build-up to the call because I'm actually losing the will to live. So what have you called in about?
I called in because I wanted to say that maybe the medication that you're taking might not be correct.
And sorry, when did you become a doctor?
No, I'm not a doctor.
Ah,
I'm just
okay.
A guy.
Right, okay.
I'm just an ex-soldier.
Just a guy.
I'm struggling.
Okay.
With stuff.
What makes you think my medication isn't appropriate, doctor? No, there's ex-soldier.
Please. The reason I say that is because you're not the same all of the time as you are normally.
I'm not the same all of the time as I am normally. That doesn't mean anything. No one's the same all of the time as they are normally. No one's normal. No one's the same. Everyone's different. Everyone fluctuates.
Yeah, but no,
you don't because you're on a steady diet of booze.
You're a presenter of a show
that fluctuates
and
in mood and tone.
You have to.
No, I don't.
Pardon?
It fluctuates in mood and tone. I don't have to anything.
But the reason your show is the reason your program is different to the. Do you know what? I've forgotten his name. The guy that's on next who does the weird things.
Okay, yeah.
Don't worry
about his name. It doesn't matter. Go on.
All right. Okay. The reason that it's different is because you kind of listen to people.
Yes. I don't kind of listen to people. I listen to people.
You do sort of.
No, I don't sort of. I do.
But the problem. The thing is,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Is that because you're trying to deal with something, and because of your job?
Yeah.
I think.
This is painful. This is painful.
Because I've been drinking.
You've been drinking, Alex. You've always been drinking. Stop drinking.
I can't help it. But I can't call you if I haven't been drinking.
I would rather you didn't drink and didn't call us than you'd called us drunk. I don't mean that flippantly. I mean for your own lifestyle.
I know what you mean. But the problem is I can't. I don't have the confidence to call you.
Well, don't call us then. I would rather you stayed sober and
pretend. I want to.
I would rather. Actually, Alex, I'm sending that back. Don't blame my drinking on you calling my show. How dare you?
Pardon?
How dare you blame your drinking on the desire to call my show? You're putting it on me.
The reason you drink is because you can't stop drinking.
Nothing to do with me.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to imply that. That isn't what I said, or that isn't what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to imply that the reason I drink is because I listen to your show. No, I didn't mean that. What I meant was, when I listen to your show, I listen to it all the time, but I can't... I don't have the confidence to call.
Don't blame your inability to stop drinking on my show. It's got nothing to do with my show.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's exactly what you're doing. You're coming up with excuses for your drinking. Don't use me as an excuse. How dare you?
Why am I doing that?
By saying
please
you can't phone the show.
I'm doing that.
I will do if you shut up.
I don't mean to interrupt.
If you shut up.
Hang on.
I
need to listen to what you're saying.
Right.
I need to listen to what you're saying
from the beginning. Shut up.
I will do, but
go on then. Do it now.
You understand?
Do it now.
I'm going to listen now.
Right, thank you.
I'm listening.
Okay. You said you can't phone this show unless you're drunk, right? Don't blame your drinking on a desire to phone this show, which is literally what you've just done 3 or 4 times now.
No, that's not correct.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Of course you would. You're an expert at what you do.
Listening.
Alex, you see, this is the problem. Because you're drunk, you're saying things you don't mean. So this isn't going to end well. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Not really. I phoned up with the best intentions.
Yeah, but you're too drunk.
I didn't... No, I'm not too drunk.
Yes, you are, mate.
I'm too confused.
Because of your drinking. Okay.
That's why I phoned your show, I suppose, because...
Stop drinking.
Oh, I don't know.
Stop drinking. It's not helping you, man. Stop drinking. Okay. Come on, brother. I stop drinking. Next week, I think it's next Wednesday, I'm going to be a year clean and sober. Imagine a year since I put any kind of chemical or booze or anything in my body.
But any time that you go to the... If your wife or your girlfriend asks you to go to the shop to pick up a packet of Sprouts or a newspaper... Do you think to yourself, oh, I'll just grab a bottle of wine. We can have a little bit of wine tonight.
Sometimes. Sometimes. I had booze in my fridge over Christmas, and when everyone had gone and there was still some booze in my fridge, I poured an open bottle of wine down the sink and then left the hot tap going because it stank, and I gave the other bottles of wine away because I knew that I wasn't particularly safe having booze in my fridge. I didn't think I was going to drink it, but you never know. So, yeah, sometimes I think that, but you don't always have to think that or act on those thoughts.
Yeah, it's hard, dude.
It is hard, man. I know it's hard. It's tough. It's tough. But you listen, you're an ex-soldier, man. You've served. You've seen stuff, and maybe I can understand why you drink, but you've done tougher things than that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your service. You've done tougher things than stopping drinking, man.
And one other thing, I don't want to hog the airtime.
Okay,
so
be quick, because we've got to go. We're late for the news. Go on.
All right, I just have to quickly say, I really appreciate what you do. And, you know, I've phoned up numerous times and I've been drunk. And every time I get a reply.
Okay, listen, Alex, I've got to cut you off because we're late for the news, man. But listen, you have served in the military. You've done stuff that I couldn't even begin to do, right? And if I can quit booze and drugs, then you can do it as well, man. I'm sure you're a much better human being without it. But thank you for the call. Keith and Julie, stay there. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
One of the many reasons I voted Brexit was because the EU outlawed a great British tradition. No one mentions it anymore. It's a word that people under the age of 30 won't even have heard of. Elevenses. Mm. Elevenses. And now we're leaving Europe. We can bring elevenses back. Now, traditionally, stay there, Julie, Nelly and Keith. Traditionally, elevenses is supposed to be 11 o'clock in the morning.
I'll be asleep.
Exactly. We'll be in beddy buys. So we thought we would introduce elevenses. It's a great word. Elevenses. Yeah. It says it all. Snack at 11. We thought we would introduce 11s at 11 p.m. So, we don't normally like it when people phone up when they're eating or having a fag or something. But if, here's the thing. It's 11s now. Between now and half 11, it's 11s.
It's treat time.
It's treat time. If you want to phone up and you're eating, you're drinking, or you've got a fag on, then you're very, very welcome. What are we eating,
Kathy? We've got animal biscuits, right? And they're honestly, they're so tiny, these packs. It's as if they're for children. So you have to have two. That's
the rule.
I thought
that was one big bag of them.
No. I think you can get them, but I'm going to look into it. But they've got facts on the front. Did you know the world's tiniest monkey is about the size of a banana?
It's Davy Jones. Did you know while swimming, elephants use their trunks like a snorkel to breathe in deep water?
I did know that, because I've got the same pack.
Oh, okay.
Snap.
And did you know that cats are horny? Okay. 0344 499 1000. It may sound disgusting, but it's a great British tradition. Along with bendy bananas, blue passports, we've got 11s, and we're bringing it back. So swivel on that. No, not even swivel. Up yours, Delors. Is it still Delors? No, up yours, Juncker. This is the way we roll. Good evening, Julie.
Hello.
Hello, Julie. Have you got... I know we've just sprung it on you, but have you got any snacks or anything to eat, drink or smoke? Because smoking is nutritional for you.
Is it?
Oh, the mainstream media will try and tell you it's not, but that's because they want to get you hooked on vaping. Smoking is better for you than vaping.
They want you want a juicy cigarette.
Yeah. Have you got anything you can chow down on, Julie?
Well, I've just had a bowl of Alpen and I'm just rolling a fag.
Yeah!
A health freak, huh?
Julie, it would be my honour, Julie. It would be my honour. Nay, my pleasure. If we could hear you spark that fag up live on air and take the first drag, would you be able to do that for us?
You know what, I might be able to just
with
do
all
that
kind of milky, nutty, muesli goodness in your mouth.
Yes, I've still got it stuck in my tooth.
Of course you have, it's muesli.
It's going to be there till tomorrow, at least.
I'm just doing it. My hands are shaking. I'm soon.
That's okay.
Really
just take
nervous the, well, this is on the radio.
Thing. Once you have that first drag, your hands are going to stop shaking. That's what it does.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
That's it. We know that. When
I was a smoker, I haven't had a cigarette for 14 years, but when I was a smoker, I used to smoke Golden Virginia rolling tobacco. What may I ask what you're using?
Yeah. Actually, it's funny you say that. I used to smoke Golden Virginia years ago, and then I changed, but I just ran out, and my friend gave me a pinch of Golden Virginia.
Oh, like chocolate.
One for you, Ian.
Please, under no circumstances, however desperate you get, don't smoke Drum. Oh,
she's already been there. I can hear it in her voice.
She's in. You in?
There it is.
Yeah, I'm in.
And...
there it goes.
And did you just hear her voice just drop drop a semitone? She just relaxed. Everything relaxed. Julie, welcome to 11s on the Late Night Alternative. What would you like
Thank
to say?
Well, I've been listening to you from the start of this evening. I thought I was going to sleep because I usually drift off in your show. No offence.
No, that's what's went there. That's the greatest compliment.
Listening.
Yep.
But what you mentioned at the beginning about the public transport and sexual encounters on in aeroplanes, and I was thinking, you triggered a memory for me.
Oh.
And
a nice one, I hope. A nice memory, I hope.
Yeah, it is a nice memory.
Yay, Julie! Yeah, you take as many drags on that fag as you want, because I've got a feeling I want a nice relaxed vibe here. This is a great story already.
All right. Well, I went out with my very good old friend. This is about 10 years ago, but we grew up together, and we always used to get into lots of trouble together. We went out one night. Well, we went out in the day actually, and we got the last train home, and we had a traffic cone and this massive pot plant.
Were you students by any chance?
No, no, we weren't students.
Okay.
No. and we got, yeah, so we got on the train, and we did have relationships beforehand, and so we were kind of familiar in that field. And
it's a great phrase.
And
we were familiar with each other.
On the table in the carriage, there wasn't any people in there.
On the table?
It was the last train home. but we're right in front of the camera. But yeah.
You know, under the Freedom of Information Act, you can request that video footage so you can relive that happy memory.
I would like to do that. Yeah. Maybe sell it or something.
It'll be somewhere on the internet. It'll be somewhere on the internet.
And did, so was it without going into it? It wasn't just a, you know, it wasn't just a little tug or a little blowy. It was
flipping it, mate.
It was full. You made love.
No, I don't think that's what she's talking about.
I'm not sure if you'd call it that. No. It's more sort of animal, but
wow. Yeah.
You had what the papers would call a romp.
Yes, it was a romp.
And then just as you were both doing up your clothes, you heard a little cough and a gentleman folded his newspaper and got off the train.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
So thank you for rekindling that. And I also just wanted to say that, because your guy that was on before the news.
Yeah.
This is part of the reason why I phoned up, because I was getting so annoyed and frustrated. But then that was me. Like, that I was... That I, you know, that was me. Not about 18 months ago. I've been flat out for most of my life, and like that. And I really felt for him, and I just want to say to him, and you know, you've said it yourself, but you can do it. You might need help from. Like from outside people, like you've got to ask for help and go to services and just get support with it, because it's something that, like, if you've got that problem, it is basically impossible to do it on your own, no matter how much you try and how much you want it. Yeah. But you can have it, and it's definitely worth it. So.
Is your life immeasurably better since you put down the booze?
Oh, you know what? It really is. I'm still getting it together. Like, I live in a dry house at the moment.
Okay.
And it's so gradual, the process. But it's priceless. Like, I've got this new lease on life, and I've met new people that are, you know, my friends, like genuine friends, and yeah, I've got, yeah, just
wicked.
I've started learning. Like, I never went to college when I was a teenager. I didn't learn anything, you know. I just spent it getting on it, and now I've got this opportunity to, you know, to kind of put things. Get things on track, and
that's brilliant.
Yeah, and I was still really, really focused. Like, I value my life so much more now than I did, that I feel like there's, you know, it's worth it. Like, because you can see that you've got a future, and you know, no one knows how long that future is, but it's definitely worth trying to change it. Hey, for the better.
Nice one, Julie. That's I'm really glad you phoned up and shared a mucky story, and
and then a clean story,
and then a very clean story. Yes, in every sense of the word. Thank you, Julie. Best of luck.
Cool. Cheers, Ian.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye. Enjoy that fag. Enjoy that fag. What a nice woman. We got Harry. We got Keith. We got Nelly. We could have you, dear listener. 0344 499 1000. The late night alternative. Weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.